Oh, wait, no, I'm sure, just yeah.
All right, well, so let's begin. Good morning. Today's daf is Samech Beis. Today's daf is Samech Beis. We're going to start Samech Aleph Amud Beis. So we actually have a lot to do today. We left off 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15. 15 lines up from the bottom. A lot to do. Terra Abanam. The Lakach Nidana Asham. So we'll say, remember, the Pasuk says over here, the Pasuk says, Vayikach. V'lokach midama asham, excuse me. So the pasuk says, V'lokach hakoin midama asham, v'nosan hakoin al tunuch ozen anitahera yimanis, v'al bohen yado hayimanis, v'al bohen raglo hayimanis. See here, the Torah is referring once again to the offering of the mitzora. So the Torah says the following, V'lokach midama asham, yochol b'kli, remember again, we spoke about the mitzora applications yesterday, on his earlobe, and then afterwards, ultimately, on his big toe as well. So the Gemara says the following. Yochol, you might have thought, Yochol b'kli, you might have thought that you're supposed to receive the blood in a utensil. Talmud lomar v'nosan, but the pasuk says the kohen will apply it. Man esina ba'atzmo shel kohen. Just like the actual application is done with the hands of the kohen. Aflikicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. So to Rabbi say, what? The actual receiving of the blood is done with the hands of the kohen. So also what the Gemara seems to be suggesting over here is that for the mitzora, the kohen will actually go ahead and receive the dam, not in a kli, but rather in his hand. Yochol aflim mizbeach kein. I might have thought that this is true even for the blood that is going to be applied on the mizbeach. Talmud lomar ki kechatos ha'asham. Machatos, so therefore the Torah says, Kechatos ha'asham. That ultimately, again, that the kechatos ha'asham, that the asham is treated like the chatos. What does that mean? Ma chatos tu'un kli. Just as the chatos requires a kli sharis, af asham ta'un kli. So to the asham requires kli. So Rabbi says, so which one is it? Is the coin receiving the blood in his hands, or is he receiving it in the kli? To which the Gemara says both. Nim says, ata omer asham mitzora shnei kohanim mekabim esdamo. Therefore, it turns out Rabbi said that the asham for the mitzora, two kohanim have to be involved in receiving the blood. Echad biyad, one receives it in his hand. The echad bekli, one receives it in a utensil. Ze shekiba bekli bado itzel mizbeach. The coin who received the blood in his hand, excuse me, in the kli, ultimately takes that blood for sprinkling purposes on the mizbeach. Ze shekiba biyad bado itzel mitzora. And the coin who received the blood in his hands, he takes it to the mitzora to do the blood applications on the earlobe and on the big toe of the mitzora. Tanan hasam, we learn there. Bechulan mitamin begadim. V'nisrafin abeis hadesh and divi Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Shimon. So we'll listen to this. So now go back, look at Rashi for just a moment. The kulam etamin begadim. Rashi says, kol aparim v'hasirim hashenuim b'mishnasenu kabinish pachadas. So now we're going back to the case that we spoke about yesterday, or as you see for the last couple of days, which is the situation of where I'm offering the kohen gadol is offering the blood on Yom Kippur, and what happens? The blood spills. So what happens in the event that the blood spills, you have to go ahead and shecht another animal. So now the Gemara says the following. Look at Rashi. So kol aparim v'hasirim hashenuim b'mishnasenu, all the cows and all of the goats that are offered in our Mishnah, gabi nishbach adam la'achar kapara zu v'hevi parsheni leparochas v'gamar matanos haparochas v'nishbach adam v'hevi shlishi lematanos hamizbeach kulon nisrafin chutz l'shalosh machanos abeis hadeshen. So listen to this. So the halacha is, let's say in a normal case, you have one par and two seirim. But remember again, only one of those seirim is being offered up in the Beis HaMikdash. The other one will go la'azazel, which we'll speak about next parak. So the idea is, after you go ahead and you shech the animal, so remember, these are not typical karbanos. So you go ahead and actually you burn the carcasses of the animal in a place outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So not what the Gemara is quoting over here is actually quoting the Mishnah that says that, let's say you have to shecht numerous animals because, let's say, the blood keeps on spilling. So every carcass of every animal that you have to shecht for the purpose of the blood service is essentially treated the same. Namely, it's taken out and it's burned in what's called the Beis HaDeshen. That's number one. And number two, it is mitame, the clothing of the person who transports it. So again, I will say the novelty over here is that as many animals as you need to go ahead and complete the blood service, those animals are all treated in a sacrificial way the same way. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. The Chachamim say, "Ein mitamin begadim, ve'ein israfin abeis hadeshen, ela ha'achron." And the Chachamim Rabbosai say, "What? No, not true. The only animal carcass that has to be taken out to the beis hadeshen, and the only carcass that is mitame those who transported is which one? Is the last one." Why, Rabbosai? Remember, this goes back to the machlokes yesterday. Because what's the fundamental machlokes? Remember, in the event that the blood spills, so what do the Chachamim say? You have to start. You have to start all over again, right? What do Rebbe Lozer and Rebbe Shimon say? You pick up from where you left off. So both say, now this makes sense. So according to Rebbe Lozer and Rebbe Shimon, who say you pick up from where you left off, every single animal is vested with sanctity because every single animal has done something in the blood service. According to the Chachamim, no, it's only the last one that does the entire complete blood service that is sacrificially significant, but the rest are not. Therefore, the only one you have to take out to the Beis Hadeshen to burn, the only one that transmits tumah, is the last animal, because that is the animal that's used for the full blood service. So we'll say, now here's the interesting question. So remember again, let's go to the case of the goats for just a moment. So remember again, if you have blood, let's play this out. So they have the two goats. One is going La Azazel, one is going La Hashem. And you're about to sprinkle the blood, La Hashem. I'm sorry. So now what happens? The blood spills. So Moshe is saying, good. Remember, in order to go ahead and get a new Seir La Hashem, you can't just pick out a new Seir La Hashem. What do you have to do? You have to do a new Goral. You have to do a new lottery. So if you look at Rashi says over here, he says, V'chamasir mishalech, im nishbakta masayir, la'achar shegar matonos pnim, v'hotrach lahavi shnayim, u'lahagril aleihem. Oh, you have to do a whole nother Goral. Now this poses a whole nother issue, which is what? So now let's play this out. What do you do? So potentially now, you have multiple goats, la'azazel. Right, because remember, Rabosai, remember, this whole time we've only been focusing on what you're doing with the goat La Hashem. The whole goat La Zazel is ready to go out. We'll discuss exactly where it's going to go, but it goes out somewhere to the wilderness. So now, Rabosai, if you spill the dam La Hashem and you have to do another goral, that means now you have two Seirim La Zazel. If you spill it, if you have a clumsy Kohen Gadol, you spill it repeated times, you could have mamish a whole herd of Azazel goats.
You could have the other one too. It's got to be similar, right? The two goats have to be.
He wouldn't be clumsy.
Not only one Azazel, the other one would be similar to the one. So if you have another goat that you're replacing the Azazel one with, once you need another.
What do you mean? I mean, you always have to do the lottery again.
Right. You need another goat for the other side also.
That's a maze one.
You need another goat
for this.
Correct. That is correct. So the Gemara says, so what do you do? So the Gemara, how many goats do you send out La'azazel? What do you think? You send out the whole herd? Now, we'll say, obviously, that's kind of like, but what he's saying is, obviously, you can't send them all out. And Rashi points out, the Torah itself talks about the idea that there's one Seir La'azazel. Top of Samach Beis. So the Gemara says, "Whoa, you want to say that?" V'chis edro sorif. But yet, here's what's interesting. So Rava responds to this, and Rava says to Rav Nachman, "You know, you want to say we can't send out a whole herd, but yet we burn a whole herd." And I will say what that means is, according to the opinion of Rabbi Lozer of Shimon, remember that you are taking out. If let's say again, you keep on shechting in the Seir La Hashem, or you keep on shechting different paros. So then, remember, Parim, what ends up happening is you end up taking out multiple animal carcasses to the Beis Hadeshen to be burned. So what Rava's response, Rav Nachman says, you can't send out more than one Seir La Zaza because there's only one Seir that's supposed to be sent. Rava responds, that's true, but there's also only supposed to be one Seir and one Par that's taken out to the Beis Hadeshen to be burned. And yet, what did we just establish? At least according to Rav Elazar Shimon, that's not necessarily the case. To which the Gemara says, no. Hasam lo ksiv oso. Hacham ksacha ksiv oso. Here's the difference, Rav Elazar. That by the Seir la'azazel, the Torah says, l'shalach oso la'azazel. The Torah says, you shall send it. So the Torah itself clearly indicates that what? There is only one Seir that is sent La'azazel. The Torah, however, does not give that limitation by what? By the Par and by the Seir that ultimately have to be burnt by the Beis Hadeshen. So there is an exclusionary word by Seir La'azazel that is not there by the Par and the Seir. But I will say, obviously, the question remains, which is what? Which is, which goat are you sending out La'azazel? Right? So that the Imar is not going to deal with that right now, because actually that's going to be the topic of the next parak. But here's what we've established, at least according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim will hold that. So the Chachamim will say, so there are two things that Chachamim hold. Number one, which is actually how the Rambam paskins, that we pass like the Chachamim in general, that if the blood spilled, you have to start the whole blood service over. So that's how we paskin. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that you pick up from the middle. We paskin, you have to do the whole thing again. So that leads into beautifully this second part as well, which is, that's why the only animal that you'll have to take out to the base Hadeshin to be burned is which animal? The last one. Because that's the one that was actively used for the blood service, and that's the one that will be Matame Begadim as well. It's also clear that at the end of the day, everyone agrees that you're only sending out one Seir La'azazel, even if you have multiple Seir. Now, which one you send and what you do with the other ones, we'll actually see in the next parak.
Do you start over completely, or just start over that unit?
Just the unit that you're, that's what we saw in the previous right. mission, just the unit that you're in. Correct. So let's say if you're doing on the parochas, if you're doing the parochas, you don't have to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you just begin from the beginning of the parochas. Itmar, Rav Papi Mishmei Dirava, Amar Rishor Mishaleach, Rav Simi Mishmei Dirava, Amar Achra Mishaleach. So now they actually discuss which goat we should send. Okay, so now we've established we're only going to send one Seir La'azazel. Who gets to go? The goats aren't lining up, by the way. Right? Who gets to go? So Rav Papi says the name of Rava. We send the first one, right? Meaning we keep the first Seir La'azazos from the first unit. That's the one that sent La'azazos. Rav Simi Mishnei Rava says, no, we send the Acharon. We send the last one. Bishlama Rav Simi Bar Ashi Mishnei Rava Damar Achra Mishaleach. So it makes sense, according to Rav Simi, who says that we send the last one. Why? So Kasavar Hoil v'gomer bo kapara. So we'll say, to send the last Seir, La'azazel, makes sense. Why? Because that last Seir is related to what? Is related to the Seir la'Hashem that was used to complete the blood service, right? And again, we'll say, that's true, whether you hold like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Elazar or Shimon. Meaning, at the end of the day, the last Seir la'Hashem that was brought is the one that either according to Chachamim you did the entire blood service with, or according to Rabbi Elazar or Shimon you finished off the blood service with. So it makes sense that you're going to use the last, so just like you use the last Seir la'Hashem to finish out the Kapara, you'll use the last Seir la'Azazel for Kapara as well. Elorat Papi Mishmei Dirava. My Kasover. But according to Rav Papi, the name of Rava, what does he hold? Why does he hold that you use the first Seir La'azazel? So most of this is very interesting. So he says, Sarvala Rabbi Yossi, Dara Mitzvah Rishon, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi generally holds the concept that you do the mitzvah, any particular mitzvah, should be done with the first item designated for the mitzvah. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi is a subscriber to the idea of first. So the first Seir La'azazel that you have, the first year you have Seir La'azazel, you should use the first, don't pass over the first. This maybe perhaps is a derivative of the concept of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, that an opportunity that comes to Mitzvah Abali Adech Al Tach Mitzena. So whatever was designated as the first, that's what you should use. The Gemara says, hey Rabbi Yossi, which position of Rabbi Yossi are you referring to? Ilim Rabbi Yossi de Kupos, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yossi of Kupos, Rabbi Yossi, now the Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah from Shkalim. So it's actually good Chazara. So what do we learn in Shkalim? This is not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Shalosh kupos, shalosh sin, shebahem terminus alish grabo. Say there were three collections that held the half shekels, and each of them were able to contain a volume of three saw. Look at Rashi. Es halishka, sheshlichu lusocha shkalim, sheviu ba'adar, umemalin hagizbar and mehen shalosh kupos litruma. Liknos mehen karbonos tzibur to me the Musaf and Rabbi said, this is not the actual collection boxes that people deposited money into. This was after the money was removed from the shofros. They were placed in these boxes, these larger boxes, and money was withdrawn from these boxes to purchase communal offerings. And what happens? Via Kasav Aleim, Aleph Beis Gimel. And they wrote on these boxes, Aleph Beis Gimel. Remember again, Rabbi said, in the Mishnah Maseches Shkalim, we saw that according to some, they used alpha, beta, gamma. Either way, they labeled these particular boxes. V'tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi, lama kasalei aleph beis gimel, and I, Rabbi Yossi, says, why do you have to label the boxes? So the Gemara says, leida eza mehen nitrama rishon, lahavi hemen rishon, shemitzvah berishon, and Rabbi Yossi says, why? Because Rabbi Yossi, I remember, you can't withdraw all the money simultaneously. Remember, so money was deposited in the shofros by the people, and then the money was taken from the shofros and transported into these larger boxes. So what would happen is they'd fill up the aleph box first, they'd fill up the base box second and the gimel box third. Rabbi Yossi says we label the boxes to know what? To know which one was filled up in which order, and in order to tell us, therefore, that when withdrawing money for the sake of purchasing Karbanos Sibor, we should take money from the Aleph box first. Why? Why? Mitzvah Berishon. Because what do you see from here? That it is a mitzvah to do the it is important to perform the mitzvah with the first item you had at your mitzvah disposal. Therefore, again, the Gemara is going to suggest that Lemaisa, again, this is why Rav Papi says that the first Seir La'azazel is the one ultimately that is sent out. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a good raya. Dilma be'inna dis chazoi kamaisa, lois chazoi basraisa. Both said, that's not necessarily true. Why? Because maybe at the time when you removed the money from the first box, there was not yet money in the second box. Look at Rashi. Be'inna dis chazoi, kupa kamaisa lahakri mimenu, lois chazoi basraisa, sharishona niris lahakrava, mishenitrama. Aval seir shel zug rishon lo nira lishloach at shegamru kamatron. So I don't suppose to listen to this. Someone says maybe the shkolim case is not a good case. Why? Because understand when the kohanim are moving the money, let's say from the shofros to these big boxes, so they can't move. They're not moving all of the money simultaneously, which means that they're actively taking the money for kupa aleph before they're taking the money for kupa beis and kupa gimel. So here, what you've done is you've actively designated money for kupa aleph before there's even any money for kupa beis and kupa gimel. So perhaps in that kind of case, everybody would agree that what? Everybody would agree that you should use kupa aleph first because kupa aleph literally comes into existence before the money of any of the other kupos do. However, look at Rashi. Aval se'ir shel zug rishon lo nira lishloch ad gamlo kamata. So we'll say, when does the se'ir la'azazel really become activated? When does it really become activated? Only once the Seir LaHashem is done. Because most remember, as we will see, the Seir LaHazazel is only sent out after all the blood applications are complete. So as much as we designated the Seir LaHazazel a little bit early on, it doesn't really become activated until the blood service is complete. If that's the case, then maybe the Seir LaHazazel that should be activated is which one? Is the last one. Because it's only after the last Seir LaHashem. Again, I both say, it doesn't matter. Either according to the Chachamim, where you're doing the entire blood service again, or according to the Lezer of Shimon, you're only picking up from where you left off. The point is, the Seir LaHazazel only becomes activated when the blood service is done. If that's the case, then just like the Seir LaHazazel, then therefore, it should be the last Seir LaHazazel that is the real one that is sent out. Ella Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Or rather, no. When we say that Rav Papi, who holds that you use the first Seir Mishaleach, the first Seir LaHazazel, holds like Rabbi Yossi, who holds the first, it's Rabbi Yossi of Pesach. What did Rabbi Yossi of Pesach say? This man, also we have this in Pesachim as well. Hamafrish Pischom, somebody separated, designated an animal for Karban Pesach, and what happens? Va'avad, and he lost it. He lost it. And then Rabbi Yossi, the obligation to tie the Karban Pesach to your door, to your bedpost, was only a din in Pesach Mitzrayim. You don't have to do that in subsequent Pesachim. So I separated out my Karban Pesach, and what happens? It got lost. And the hifrish achar tachtov, I separate out another carbon pesach. The achar kach nimtza rishon, and then I find the first. And I both say, when do I find the first one? When do I find it? Obviously, before I shechted the second one. Remember, the Gemara spent much time. If you find it after shechita, what do you do with it? This is before I shechted my carbon pesach, and this is after chatzos. Because again, Rashi points out, if it's before chatzos, then neither one has the true designation of carbon pesach. But it's after chatzos, so now what happens? Vahari shnein omdim. So now I have two carbon pesachs in front of me, but what's the problem? You can only offer one. There's one carbon pesach per customer. So what do I do? Eizem mehen sheyirtze yakrib divrei chacham say. The truth is, you could offer either one. Whichever one you want, you could offer. Rabbi Yossi omer no. Mitzvah Berishon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't offer either one. You have to use the first one. You have to use the first one. Why? Mitzvah Berishon. Because Lemaisa, again, it is always a mitzvah to use the first item you designated. However, Vim Haya Sheni Muvchar Bimenu Yivyenu. Unless, of course, what? Unless, of course, the second animal is a higher quality animal, then Enoch Inami, the choiciest animal, then Enoch Inami, you should go ahead and use that particular animal. Sefer Abosai, the Gemara is suggesting that Rav Papi, who goes ahead and says that you should use the first Seir La'azazel, is aligning himself with the view of Rabbi Yossi, and apparently Rabbi Yossi of Karban Pesach, who says that when you have two possibilities, always go with the first. I will say, we're not resolving this here, because actually, again, this is going to be the topic of the next parak about what you do in these kind of circumstances with Seir La'azazel. Fine. Hajin aloch, hotziolo.
Last statement is also Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah, the last statement is also Rabbi Yossi. Correct. Even Rabbi Yossi who says that you should always choose the first, but if there's a clear quality difference in second animal, then go with the second. Hajin aloch, hotziolo. New parak. Shnei siri yom kippurin. Mitzvah. So now I'll say, now we're going to talk about, we did in the earlier parak, about the hagrol, about the drawing of the lottery. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the actual quality of the animals themselves. So Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, the two goats, remember, this is the Seir LaHashem and the Seir LaAzazel. Mitzvasan Sheyihiyu Shnehan Shavin B'mareh B'koma U'bidamim. They have to look the same, Mareh, Koma, they have to have the same height. Damim, they have to have the same value. The two Seirim have to be, to whatever degree possible, identical. And they should be purchased at the same time as well. Okay? So they should be identical. Should be identical. V'afapi, she'in shavim k'sher avosei, but at the end of the day, if they're not identical, then what? L'may said the avoda is still good. So l'chatchila, we try to have them identical in every way. Appearance, stature, value, and time of purchase. But if they weren't, the avoda is still good. Lokach echad hayom ve'echad l'machar k'sherin. And furthermore, if you purchased one of them today and one of them tomorrow, it's still kosher. Meis echad mehem. So we'll say now, interesting case. What happens if one of them dies? Im ad shelo higril meis yikach zug l'sheni. So we'll say everything depends on when the animal dies. So now again, remember, I've separated out my two siyum that are going to go ahead and be my siyula Hashem, siyula Azazel. So one of them dies. If the one dies before the lottery, before the hagrala, then what do? Yikach zug l'sheni. That's the easy case. Because they're both saying before the lottery, neither is designated in any specific way. And therefore, what do I need to do? Just purchase another animal. That's why I just purchase another animal. However, v'imishihigril meis. But what happens if the animal died after the lottery? So I will say at this point in time, each animal has its own unique identity. So what do? Yavi zug acher. You have to bring another pair of animals. V'yagril aleihem betchila. And you have to perform another lottery. Then I will say, these next lines of the Mishnah seem a little bit strange. So, but the Gemara is going to explain. So we're just going to read it now. We'll explain it later on in the Gemara. V'yomar, and you should say the following. Im shal shem meis, if the seer LaHashem died, then this new animal that is chosen l'shem should be instead of it. And if the animal of Azazel died, then this new animal should be instead of it. So I will say, the reason why this is a strange statement is because, again, the Mishnah just said the moment before that what? That l'maisa, if one of the animal dies, what do you have to do? You have to replace both. You're right. Remember, you have to replace both because remember, the whole chab is that these two animals, these two se'irim, operate as a unit. They operate as a unit. And here, the Mishnah seems to be saying you're employing some kind of t'nai. So the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what this means. However, this last point is important. Vasheni yira achi esai. So we'll say, now here's the interesting case. The interesting case is, what do you do with the second animal? So also remember, I have Seir LaHashem, Seir LaAzazel. I picked them out. I did the Hagrola. I did the lottery. And now the Seir LaAzazel dies. So now what do I have to do? What do I have to do? I have to do two new animals, whole new lottery. What's the problem? The problem is I still have a Seir LaHashem from the first unit. So what do I do with that? So what the Gemara says over here, what the Mishnah says, is, that I take, that's what we call the sheni. The sheni is the leftover animal. So I take the sheni and I allow it to graze until it develops a mum. Because I want to say, once it develops a mum, it's no longer usable for sacrificial purposes. And what do? V'yimgar, I sell it. V'yiplu damav l'nedava. And I use its money ultimately for nedava, for nedava purposes. She'ain, now why is that? I will say, now here's what's interesting. The Gemara assumes that this is not what I would normally do with this carbon. What would I normally do with this Gemara, with this carbon? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Actually, we have to read the line. She'in chatas tzibor mesa. Because a communal sin offering is not put to death. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. She'in chatas tzibor mesa. Tichi gemiri chamish chataos biyachid gemiri. V'taymim mefarish baharios. V'tumuros. We'll say, listen to this. The Gemara Masechet Sotah, we actually discussed this a little bit in passing a couple of weeks ago. There is a concept that if a person had a carbon chatos, we call chatos yochid, and I lost my carbon chatos, and so I had to go ahead and bring another carbon chatos. And then let's say I offer my second carbon chatos, and after I offer my carbon, I find my first carbon chatos. So what do I do with that first carbon chatos that was lost and now found? The halacha is you lock it in a room, and it dies of starvation. Don't pull a pita on me over here, all right? So now, the outrage. So now, it's on video, yes. So now, what happens? So now, both say, why is that? Because the halacha is, and again, we'll actually discuss why that is. The halacha is that when you have a carbon chatos, you have an individual who achieved kapara through another animal, the original animal is simply put to death. So I might have thought that same standard should apply over here. Because essentially what happened over here, I had a chatos that was set aside for kapara, and now it turns out that I achieved kapara through another animal. So I might have thought the process, therefore, for that animal is what? Lock it in a room, and it dies. Kamash on the Mishnah says, no, that concept only applies to individual chatos. It does not apply to chatos atzibur. She'ein chatos atzibur mesa. Therefore, I both say what happens. Therefore, what do we do with it? We let it graze until it develops a mum. Once it develops a mum, I could sell it off, and I use the money to purchase carbon nedava. On the other hand, Rabbi Huda says, no, tamos. Rabbi Huda says, we let it die. Apparently, Rabbi Huda says that a chatos tzibur, whose owners ultimately achieved kapara through another carbon, that first carbon is left to die. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara what the nature of the machlokis is. So the Gemara says, va'od Rabbi Huda, further Rabbi Huda said, nishpa hadam yamos hamishtaleach. Furthermore, Rabbi Huda says that if the blood spills, yamos hamishtaleach, literally, the mishtaleach should be left to die, meis hamishtaleach yishpa hadam. And if the mishtaleach died, the blood should be spilled. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. Yamos hamishtaleach biyavi shnayim biyagril aleim b'tchila. And Rabbi Huda, which Rabbi Huda seems to be saying, is repeating his same shita. Rabbi Huda says, "Rabbi, it's going back to what we learned before." So now let's say again, you shechted the seir laHashem, and the blood spilled. So what do you do now? So what do you have to do now? If the blood spilled, you have to shecht a new laHashem, but you can't just shecht a new seir laHashem. What do you have to do? You have to bring a new pair. So if you have to bring a new pair, then what happens to the previous seir laHazazel is left to die. That's what Rabbi Huda said before. Similarly, if the mishtaleach dies, let's say, you know, this is a different kind of case. Let's say the blood didn't spill, but the seer that was supposed to go out laHazazel dies, then what do you have to do? You have to go ahead and do a new lottery, two new goats. Therefore, what do you do with the blood that you have in hand? You spill it out. So we're saying, Rabbi Huda just seems to be repeating that which he said before. Meaning, once Rabbi Huda said that the leftover animal dies, then all he's doing is repeating that same concept in this second case as well. So the Gemara will ask why they need to repeat it. Okay. So says the Mishnah. Tarabanan. Says the Gemara. Tarabanan. Yikach shnei si'ireizim. Miut. Excuse me. Miut si'irei shnaim. Ma tamud loma shnei. So Rabbi said, now we're going to go back now and focus a little bit on this idea. The Mishnah began with a concept, and the concept was that the two seerim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, must be exactly the same in every single regard. So says the Gemara. Now, where do we know that from? So also, what's interesting is the fact that the Torah says, Yikach shnei se'ireizim. So the Torah says on Yom Kippur, you have to take two goats. So the Gemara says like this, Miut se'irei shnei. Now, we'll say, if the Torah wouldn't have said shnei, right, Buddha just said si'irei. So si'irei at a minimum means what? Two. So shnayim, ma tamo lomar shnei. So we'll say, again, you could have expressed the same idea and left out the word shnei. If you would have just said yikach si'irei izim, I would have said that an unqualified si'irei by definition means what? By definition means two. So why do you have to go ahead and put in there shnei as well? Oh, shiyiyu shneihen shavin. So the Gemara says, to teach us what? That the two have to be identical. So Shnei is not here to teach us a numeric lesson, but Shnei is here to teach us a qualitative lesson. That the two animals should be identical to whatever degree possible. So the Gemara says, Minayin afal pi she'ein Shnei and Shavin k'sherin. But how do we know that even though Shnei teaches me that they should be identical, but how do we know that even if they're not identical, what? The carbon is still good. Tamud lomar, si'ir, si'ir. Therefore, the Torah goes out of its way to say si'ir, si'ir twice. Reba. So we'll say the fact that it says Seir, Seir twice indicates that what? That they could be independent and separate Seirim. So we'll say, so now listen to this drasha. So here's what we have. On one hand, we have Shnei, to teach me what? That Lemaisa, again, they should be identical. They should be identical. And now, but again, lest you think that they're identicality. Is that a word? It is now. Okay, good. Their identicality is ma'akev, or their identical kite is right, is ma'akev. So again, therefore it says Seir, Seir. And Seir, Seir says, no, they could both be individual. So the chatchila, they should be identical. But b'diavad, even if they're not, the carbon is still good. So that's this. The Gemara says, Taima, Taima d'Rabbi Rachmana hai. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So the reason why I know that b'di'evet, even if they're not identical, that the two se'irim are good is because the Torah goes out of its way to state se'ir, se'ir. Ha lo Rabbi Rachmana hava amina psulin. Had the Torah not given me this ribui of se'ir, se'ir, I would have said that if they're not identical, it's puzzle. So ikuva minalan. How do we know that it's makiv? And I will say, what the Gemara is asking is a very interesting question. What the Gemara is saying is ikuva minalan means just because the Torah says shnei, shnei could just mean lechatchil, which as we understand, the shnei means lechatchil, it should be identical. How do we know? So follow the straight up thought for just a moment. So remember, we say it says shnei si'ireizim. I don't need shnei. Why don't I need shnei? Right? Because si'ire, by definition, means at least two. But the Torah says shnei. What does shnei come to teach me? That they have to be identical. They have to be identical. How do we know that they have to be identical lechatchila? But b'diavad, if they're not, it still works. How do I know that? Seir, seir. So the inference from the Gemara is, had it not said seir, seir, so shnei would have meant they have to be identical. And what? And what? And lemaisa, if you didn't, b'diavad, the cover wouldn't be good. So Gemara, how do you know that? How do you know that shnei, without seir, seir, would actually mean that they have to be identical li'ikuva. They have to be identical, and if they wouldn't be identical, the entire avodah would be compromised. Sakadait chamina, I would have thought the following. Sakadait chamina, shnei, shnei, shnei ksiv. Oh, because it doesn't just say shnei once, says the Gemara. It says shnei three times throughout the psukim of the Seirim. And therefore what? And therefore what? And therefore lemais. So again, shnei, shnei, shnei teaches me what? The Torah is coming along three times to impress upon us that the animals must be identical. So that's the havamina. So I might have thought because it says shnei, 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 therefore the havamina is that they have to be identical and it's li'ikuva, and it's li'ikuva. Therefore kamash malon what? Kamash malon bahashta, the Rabbi Rachmana Seir, Seir. Oh, sorry. So before we get to that, so we'll say that's the Havamina. The Havamina is not just that it says Shnei once, it says Shnei three times. I would have thought three times Shnei tells me they have to be identical. Therefore, what the Torah says, Seir, Seir, to teach me what the Lechatchila should be identical. But even if they're not, it's okay. So the Gemara says like this. So now the hashta, the Rabbi Rachmana Seir, Seir, Shnei, 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 Lamali. So we'll say, so now what's the Pshat? So now, it's like contradictory drushes. So you tell me, Shnei, Shnei, Shnei teaches me what? That I would have thought the Havamina is that it's Li'ikuva. They have to be identical. Seir, Seir comes to teach me what? That no, b'diavad, it's okay even if they're not identical. Okay. So now that I have Seir, Seir teaching that they don't have to be identical, then what? Then what do I need Shnei, Shnei, Shnei for? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Chad l'mara, v'chad l'koma, v'chad l'damin. So also remember now what Shnei, Shnei, Shnei teaches me. So now we have a tempered Shnei, Shnei, Shnei drasha. So Shnei, Shnei, Shnei is tempered by Seir, Seir. So what does Shnei, Shnei, Shnei teach me? It teaches me the Chatchila. I would like the two goats to resemble each other. How? In three ways. In Mare, in appearance, Koma, stature, Domim, value. So the Gemara says, "Tiny Nami Achi." You have a brayza that supports this. Gabe kisve mitzora. The Torah speaks of this by the sheep offering by the mitzora. What does the Torah say? Yikach shnei kivasim. So what's the Torah says? You will take two lambs. So now the Gemara asks, "I don't understand the lashon." Miut kivasim shnayim. Ma talmud lomar shnei. So we'll say, same question as we had before. So remember, had the Torah just said kivasim unqualified, so kivasim unqualified would mean how many? Would mean two. So then why do I need the word shnei? Sheyihiyu shneihen shavin. It comes to teach us what? That the two lambs of the Mitzora should be identical. Uminayin afapi she'en shneihen shavin kshirim. How do I know that even if they're not identical, the carbon is still good? Talmud Lomar, Keves, 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 Reba. Oh, so the Torah says what? So also the Torah says Keves, Keves. And what does Keves, Keves teach me? That even if they're both individual kavasim, even if they don't look alike, the carbon is still good. Reba. So the Gemara says, Taima d'Rabbi Rachmana. So the only reason why we know that Bidi Eved, the two sheep of the Metzorah, even if they're not identical, are still good for Kabbalah, is because the Torah gave me the ribui of Keves, Keves. Ha lo Rabbi Rachmana. But had the Torah not said Keves, Keves, Hava, I mean, the Psulin, I would have said that what? That if the animals are not identical, they're possible. So the Gemara says, Kuva minavan. How do we know that? How do we know that identicality would have been the ikuva by the kvasim of the Metzorah? Sakadai tchamina tihi eksiv. Oh, because also why? Because the Torah says by Metzorah, look at Rashi for just a moment, tihi eksiv, it's the first short line in Rashi. Rashi says, Zos tihi Torah sametzorah, demashma bahav yosote parsha zu kichola kasuv ba. So we'll say, what the Gemara is actually going to Torah says, Zos tihi Torah sametzorah. So tihi, the Gemara understands to mean that the Metzorah process must look like this and you may not deviate. So I might have thought that that prohibition of deviating from the stated structure of Parshas Metzora would mean what? That the animals, the two lambs, two sheep, have to be identical. And if they're not identical, then what? Then Lamaisi would compromise the Avoda. So the Gemara says, V'hashta, the Rabbi Rachmana, Keves, Keves, Tihye Lamali. Aye, so if that's the case, but once the Torah says Keves, Keves, I must remember, what does Keves, Keves teach me? Keves, Keves teaches me that the animals need not be identical b'di'eved. So what does Tihiyah teach me? To which the Gemara says, L'shar ha'viyasa shal Metzorah. Oh, you know what it teaches me? It teaches me, Rabbi, that for the rest of the processes of Metzorah, you may not deviate at all. And if you deviate, you compromise the Avodah. So the Gemara says, Tanan Nami Haki, Sachi is interesting. In the Mesorah Sashas, they change this to Tanya Nami Haki. Or I should say Tanya Nami Gabe Mesorah. We have another Braisa that states this concept by Mesorah. Kiai Gavner, along with this same thing. Sipurim. So also the Torah speaks about the bird offerings of the Mesorah. So what does Sipurim? Miut Sipurim Shnayim. So remember, again, Abbas said, the Pasuk says, the Torah says, V'lakach, Lechate es habayis, shtei tziporim. It's actually talking about tzaras habayis, tzaras in the home. You will take for the person two tziporim. So same kasha. Miu tziporim shnayim. I will say, what is tzipor? Unqualified tziporim means what? Means two. So ma tamud lomar shtei. Why do we have to say the word two? To which the Gemara says, shiu shteihen shavos. It teaches me that what? That the two birds should be identical. So the Gemara says, uminayin shafa bishen shavos ksheros. How do we know that even if the birds are not identical, the bird offering is still kosher? To which the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, tzipor, tzipor, riba. So we'll say same thing. Si'ir, si'ir, keves, keves, tzipor, tzipor. Torah comes along and says, no, even if they're not identical, the carbon is still good. Riba. So the Gemara says, taimin, d'Rabbi Rachmana. So the only reason why, even if the birds are not identical, the carbon is kosher, is because the Torah went out of its way to say tzipor, tzipor, holo Rabbi Rachmana psulos. Aye, but the inference from that is, had the Torah not said tzipor, tzipor, shtei would have taught me that the birds must be identical, and if they're not, the avodah is compromised. Where do we know that? From ikuva minavan, sakadai tchamina tiyeksif. Oh, because you all say, what does it say by Metzorah? It says by Metzorah, tiyah, zos tiyah Torah sa Metzorah. And what does tiyah teach me? That it must be in this explicit order. Therefore, again, the birds must be identical. The hashad Rabbi Rachmana, tzipor, tzipor. But now that the Torah gave me a reboy of tzipor, tzipor, and Sipur teaches me what, Rabosai? That even if the birds are not identical, the avoda is still good. So tihi alamali. So then what do I need tihi for? What does tihi teach me? The shar habiyaso shal Metzorah. Oh, you know what it comes to teach me? It comes to teach me by other parts of the Metzorah offering that they must follow the scriptural script. And if you go ahead and you deviate, you compromise the avoda. So I'll say, now the Gemara, so I'll say, we have three different instances of this same concept. So we see it now by the Sirib of Yom Kippur, we see it by the Kevasim of Metzorah, and we see it by the Tziporim of Metzorah. In all of these cases, what you have is a lechatchila idea of having the two animals identical. Bidi Eved, you have a reboy in those psukim that teaches you Bidi Eved, that even if they're not identical, the avoda is still good. So Gemara says, Ihachi gabi tmi dinami. I will say, so why don't we say, let's apply this paradigm to the karbanos tamid. I will say, karbanos tamid are the daily sacrifices. And why don't you say the following? Neymar kivasim. So we'll say, what does the Torah say? Torah says that you will take the kivasim b'nei shana, shnayim layom tamid. Right? So again, we'll say, why don't you say the same thing over here? Remember, this is talking about now the tamid shal shachar and the tamid shal b'nabayim, the morning offering, morning communal offering, the afternoon communal offering. So why don't they say the following? Kivasim, miut kivasim shnayim. Now we'll say, remember, unqualified kivasim would mean at least two. Ma tamud lomar shnayim. So why does the pasuk have to say that you have to bring two sheep, two lambs, for the purpose of your communal offerings? Shiu shnei and shavin. Maybe you should come to Hishni that what? That the two animals have to be exactly identical. Uminayin sha'afa pi she'ein shnei and shavin ksherim. And how do I know that even if the animals are not identical, the carbon is still kosher? Talmud lomar, keves, keves, riba. Keves, keves, riba. Therefore, again, the Torah tells me that what? That lamaisa keves, keves means they don't have to be identical. So the Gemara says, Ula mitzvah hachanami deba'inan. The Gemara asks the Kasha, but we know that by the Tamidin, by the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arba'im, there is no concept of what? There is no concept that they have to be identical. So the Gemara was just kind of saying, you know, I can make the same drasha over here by the communal offerings, but yet I also know that what? That in fact is not an obligation of those karbanos. So therefore, what do I do with these drashas? I need this drushas, I need this shnayim and keves keves for another reason. Shnayim layom kineged hayom ata omer. So the Gemara says shnayim layom teaches me what? That they have to be literally opposite the day. Now what does that mean? So ata omer kineged hayom o eino ela chovas hayom. Maybe shnayim layom means that there are two obligations per day. What do you mean kineged hayom? Kishu omer esakeves echad ta'asa baboker v'esakeves hashini ta'asa min harbayim hari choves hayom amar. So mostly when the Torah says you'll bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so that tells me my obligations of the day. Oma ani mekayim shnayim layom. So what does it mean when it says you have to have two for the day? Kineged hayom. It has to be corresponding or opposite to the day. Rabbi, what does that mean? Tamid shal shachar. As you know, we'll have to stop over here for today because of time. But in Eretz Yisrael, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. So we'll say where we're holding with this is the following. What we've established is in three different circumstances: the shnei seirim of Yom Kippur, the two kivasim of Mitzora, and the two tziporim of Mitzora all share a common theme, which is lechatchila they must be identical. But b'di'evet, even if they're not, it's okay. The problem now we've encountered is you can make the same drasha by the karbanos tamidin, by the daily communal offerings. But yet we know that by the daily communal offerings, there is no obligation, even l'chatchila, to have them identical. If that's the case, what do we do with the verbiage of shnayim by the karbanos tamid? We'll see that in Eretz Hashem tomorrow.
Why would we assume that when it says shnei? Why would we assume that when it says shnei?